let's go and have a word with Claire.
Let's see his thoughts, see if he keeps that up.
Yes, Claire?
Hello.
Hello. Are you for or against Christmas?
Definitely for.
Oh, for okay. It, eh?
Hold on a minute. How old are you, Claire?
17, 18.
Look, don't 18. You realise that Christmas is just an excuse for a Cilla Black Christmas special?
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. That's all there is to it.
I want to know, which one said Christmas isn't religious?
Me.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but I've got to deny that you're totally wrong.
Where's the religion in Christmas? There isn't any, is there?
Of course, there is where it all started.
It's like Easter, isn't it? It all started in Bethlehem in August.
It didn't start in August.
Yes, it did. Historically, the birth of Christ was sometime in August. We don't exactly know when.
It was around about the 21st of December, but I won't argue with you.
No, definitely August.
If
it is so religious, why? I mean, these religious festivals have been taken over. If it is so religious, it's like Easter, isn't it? If Easter is so religious, why don't people give each other chocolate crosses and you open those little chocolate nails in them, something like that?
No, that's
very
nice, isn't it?
No, it's symbolic.
Religious, I would.
Why do you have to spend loads and loads of money?
You don't have to spend loads and loads of money.
Yes, you do.
But you don't.
Okay, hold on a minute, please. Claire, who should you be buying Christmas presents for this year?
Who will I be?
Yes.
I'll be buying my mum, my dad.
Yeah.
My brother, my sister.
Yeah.
Get a lot of people. About 20 people. Myself.
Generally about 3 people.
20 people.
Oh, 20. And you feel the urge to give these 20 people a gift.
Yeah.
Why don't you get them Bibles?
Are you, now please be honest with me, are you buying any presents because you feel you should rather than you feel you want to?
Probably about 3, yeah.
Probably. Are you a Christian, Claire?
Yes, I am.
Isn't the perfect gift for a Christian to give a Bible?
No.
No? How can you say that?
Quite plainly.
What is the perfect gift for a Christian to give them?
What, a Christmas?
Mm. Sheer tights.
I would have thought a Christian would want to spread the word and give Bibles out.
You don't have to spread the word by giving Bibles, though.
You're not allowed to.
No, you don't have to do that.
I would have thought...
You can do whatever you want to be a Christian within reason. But I mean, no, seriously.
The 3 wise men didn't give Jesus the Old Testament. What they did was they turned up with frankincense and myrrh and whatever the rest of it was.
Yeah.
Led by a star, by a bottle more like.
No, led by a star on camels or
horses
or whatever.
I heard about the camels.
You know, whatever travel from there. No, seriously, Christmas is a religious time, and you know, it's where it all started. And you might
think
Christmas
didn't.
Eve Mass is a lovely
thing.
So have the whole family with you there at Mass.
Another one for Christmas. What were you
going to
say?
Oh, no, I'll wait till we get another Christian. It was a question I wanted to ask.
Tony?
Oh, hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Yeah, what Ian's forgetting, Stephen, is the employment prospect it creates.
Now this is more like it. Somebody who can take a cynical view of Christmas. The employment prospect. So we don't have Christmas for religion, we have it for employment.
It doesn't matter what religion you are, does it? I mean,
isn't it great that we have Christmas so that Korea has a great employment record?
Well, it isn't, just think all the jobs we'll create.
Really. In Korea? Or West Germany?
Yes,
or the People's Republic of Taiwan?
Yeah, but all the...
They must be very grateful to us.
Excuse me, Ian. Yes, Tony.
Well, I think it does, you know, a lot of people get jobs through Christmas.
Yes, Taiwanese people.
And also British people. We're
British people left, right and centre.
Doing what?
Well, can I just tell you, I once worked the Christmas season in, what's the name
Santa's Grotto as an elf.
No.
Suit green tights.
Hold on a minute, it was a big store in Oxford Street in London. This was as a child. What was it called? Not Sainsbury's, Selfridges. Now, all year round, Selfridges, I'm just talking to Ian Perry now, Tony, trying to educate him. Selfridges employed 5,000 people. During the Christmas season, they employed a further 1,000 people in that store.
Well, isn't that terrific? That'll help massage the employment figures, won't it?
Now, there we have Tony's argument in a nutshell.
What, so I can massage the employment figures? That's not employment, that's not constructive employment, it's not full-time employment.
I got money for it. I worked and I got money
for it. Somebody paid you?
Yes.
You must have been desperate for
extraordinary
staff.
Any other argument, Tony, in favour of Christmas? I mean, let's try and get down
to the city, Steve. Now they're bright in the cities up. You get lights, Christmas lights for the children, Christmas trees.
Do you think it gives people a better feeling towards each other, or does it create more anger and annoyance, like that mother who is distraught at the fact that her children wanted everything they saw on the television?
No, I think it creates better goodwill because you don't have to buy it, do you?
Doesn't it create a sort of greed in people, and particularly small children? I mean, small children, they're supposed to, you know, The old idea of their eyes lighting up when he saw a football at the bottom of the Christmas tree. Those
and
days,
he says, I wanted an action man.
No, they don't really want action men. They also want a model of the Falklands and everything to go with it.
Yes, well, that depends on the relationship you have with your children, Stephen. I mean, I think you've got to tell them, well, explain about the value of money to them.
I explain to my children about wanting all the time. It doesn't do an awful lot of good when it comes to Christmas time. They really, they get back into their want thing. And I must say, I'd still go for Christmas. I would argue in favour of Christmas.
Yes.
I'm beginning to lose the reason why, I must admit. Because when you think of all the greed of the children, when you think of this business of, buying presents for people you don't want to buy presents for and so on.
Does that mean you've got mine?
And the bad will that occurs in these beautifully, Christmas-lit cities or towns when people can't get car parking space and you nip into the one as soon as you see it and this fella comes out and threatens to throttle you and you think, this is Christmas? Ah, come on, what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you get mugged on your way back to the car under the Christmas tree lights. That's very festive, isn't it?
It does make you wonder, Tony.
Well, it does, but you've got to replace it with something else, haven't you? You've got to have something to, break the year, I suppose.
Why?
Oh, what could we celebrate?
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Nice and simple.
Hey,
New Year's Eve.
How about the birth of Jesus? That sounds like a good one to me.
Not bad. For what's meant to be a Christian country, that's
celebrate
not a bad
Easter,
idea.
Celebrate rising from the dead, why not celebrate Christmas as... Yeah. I like that.
Does that mean Birmingham City are going to win a match?
Don't be silly. Sorry about this, Tony, but you're for Christmas.
I'm for Christmas, Tim.
Right, that's four people for Christmas, only one against, excluding Ian Perry. Well, we've got to do that wherever we can. Stephen Rhodes, phone in. Are you for or against it?
Wolverhampton, 754123.